Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And this week is going to be a quick one. I have a conversation starter with Annette that will be probably, if we can schedule some time to meet, we'll talk about it next week. And it is, I think it'll be an interesting discussion because of the nature of it, it's about making decisions and the way that we sometimes are asked to make decisions. Sometimes we're expected to make decisions, and how we involve others in our decision-making process. And so there's that. So I've just been thinking about decisions lately, and I want to kind of preface next week's conversation, if I can do that, with just talking about decisions, just for a couple of minutes. The decision. I made a significant decision not that long ago, and it's something that I had thought about for months and months and months and months, almost a year. And this was the decision. I think I may have alluded to it. I don't know if I've talked directly about it, but I decided a couple months ago that I was going to leave my job, my night job working for FedEx, and start my own thing, do my own thing. And there was a lot of things I was thinking about leading up to that. Was it the right time? Was it the right decision? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when I say it took me a long time to make the decision, I was thinking about this the other day, and it didn't take me long at all. It took me a few minutes to make the decision. But the long time, it was several months of back and forth thinking about, is this a decision I want to make? Am I ready to make this decision? Is it the right decision? Is it the right decision right now? And that act of not deciding is what created I'm going to call it drama. I'm not sure that that's really the right word for it, but just all of the anxiety, the mental chatter, all the stuff when you've got a big question. I was talking to somebody a few weeks ago, and we were talking about the decision that he had to make, and it was a substantial decision. It involved his potentially the future of his career, and he made the comment that I take a long time to make decisions. And so I thought about that. I thought about a conversation I had with somebody else. I had a lot of things about decisions come up with me, where this other person was saying, you know, I've got this option open to me, and I am just really struggling with making the decision. So we talked through it, got got her head in the right spot with the other guy. I talked through it with him, got his head in the right place, I hope. And so everybody's happy, at least right now. So how long does it take to make a decision? And I'm going to suggest that it doesn't take long at all. Now, we'll talk more about that next week, about how do we make a decision? How do we make sure that we're making the right decision? How do we make sure that we're making a decision that is, I'll call it, endorsed by God? There's a scripture I've referenced before, Alma 37:37, which was my dad's favorite scripture, counsel with the Lord in all thy doings. And so I want to consider a few things as it relates to that, as it relates to making the decisions that we should make in our lives, having stewardship or owning the stewardship that we have for our stewardship, whether it's our families or our lives or our homes or our relationships or whatever it is. And so how long does it take to make a decision? And I've been thinking about this because I'm on the cusp. if you want to say that, I've got a couple of other decisions that I think are going to be crucial for me, for my next steps in my progression, my progress. And I'm delaying those decisions because of how uncomfortable I think it will be for me to, once I decide, then it's time for me to act. So as I'm talking through this, it's becoming more real to me that delaying the decision is really deciding the alternative. Delaying the decision is deciding to not act. So it's still a decision, but I then fool myself into thinking that I'm working on making a decision. I'm not working on making a decision. I'm postponing the decision. I'm procrastinating the decision because of what I think it's going to require of me. There are some things in there that I think we may address at some point as well. But so here's the experience that I had when I decided. So I had been with FedEx for 16 years. They had a policy, they still do as far as I know, have a policy that if you've been with the company for 5 years or more and are at least 55 years old, which, spoiler alert, I am. I turned 55 on my last birthday. My birthday's in November. So you can send cards or emails or well wishes, whatever it takes. So leading up to my 55th birthday, I had been thinking about things that my doctor's been saying for years. As an example, Ken, you know, this schedule, I was working overnights, this schedule is not doing your health any favors. Yes, I realize that. I know that. I can see the numbers trending the wrong direction. Fatigue was a very real thing. I was constantly, and depending on the time of year, especially during the peak season, which was from Thanksgiving to Christmas, I frequently felt like I was doing little more than working and sleeping. I'd get up, go to work, come home, go to sleep, get up, go to work, and doing that for 3 or 4 weeks was not contributing to the lifestyle that I wanted to have, was not contributing to the family relationships that I wanted to have. It was not contributing to the social relationships that I wanted to have or the social experiences that I wanted to have. And so I remember being in about April of last year where I had started seriously considering the idea of putting in for early retirement when I turned 55. And that brought up all sorts of concerns and anxieties and questions. And the questions that came to my mind are probably the same ones that you would imagine. How am I going to support myself and my family? How am I going to pay my bills? And what am I going to do with my time? And how am I, what am I going to, all the things. And then I could hear the internal voices saying things like, well, don't you think you should do this first? Don't you think you should do that first? And so to quiet those voices, I delayed making a decision, which meant I hadn't decided, which meant I decided to stay. Really, that's ultimately, that's what it meant. And a couple things happened. Number one, I started a program where we started really digging into goals and how to set goals and what happens if you don't reach your goals and what does it mean to have a goal. And so I've talked about this in the past as well. Having a goal, a better way of saying it is goals have been the bane of my existence for a lot of years. I just have hated the concept of goals. I didn't like them. SMART goals I thought were stupid for a couple of reasons, because the word realistic or relevant really is what the R is, but I've heard it said realistic and attainable, which is kind of the same thing as realistic. What does that mean? What is attainable? If it's attainable for somebody else, but not for me, is that attainable? If it's attainable for me, is it going to be a goal this big enough that I can get excited about? And so in this program, I started really understanding the process of goals a little bit more differently. And a goal starts with a decision. That's the first foundational principle that we discussed as it comes to deciding the direction we wanted to take really with anything in our lives. And so I had at that point, this was in November of last year, so I had already turned 55. So I was now at the point that I had previously said, when I turn 55, I'm going to retire. I'm going to retire early. The difference between, and I may have talked about this, the difference between retiring and resigning is retirement. FedEx allows me to maintain certain benefits. There's a retirement pension that I had access to, which is something that's not huge, but it was something. Shipping benefits, I get phenomenal shipping benefits. Flight benefits, get very comfortable flight benefits. And when I say comfortable, it's flying standby, which is a little bit stressful sometimes, but the price is right. And so in November, I had started this program. It was a 90-day program. And I thought, in 90 days, I'll be out of FedEx. I'll just time it that way. And so I had written my resignation, and I was careful to make sure that I wrote it as a retirement. I've decided to take early retirement as of this date. And it was a date 90 days out from February. I'm sorry, from November, which was in February. And so we had our first workshop in this program where we talked about goals. And again, the first thing that you need when you're setting a goal is you need to know what you want. And the only thing that I could think of was, I want to leave my job. I want to leave my job. It wasn't because of that I hated it, because I didn't hate it. I really enjoyed what I did. I really enjoyed a lot of the people that I worked with. Of course, there were people that I, if I never worked with them again, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. But I really enjoyed a lot of what I was doing. The company has been a fantastic company for me, has given me a lot of benefits over the course of my my tenure there, including I started there because I needed a car payment with Marcin's accident when Edison was born. I've talked about that on a previous episode. And so they've done great things for me. And it was time. It was time for me to move on. So as I was thinking about this resignation, this retirement letter that I had written, I had it posted in my office. It was, I had decided, I thought. And so I started telling a few people. I didn't tell a lot of people. I didn't tell everybody. I hadn't talked to my boss. But I told a few people, a few of my closer friends at work. When I say closer friends, it was just a few people. I hadn't talked to my team at all. I had not talked to really, I think it was a handful, three, four people maybe that I had told that as of February 6th, I was out the door. And then we had this conversation. I had this conversation with my coach about deciding what you want. And I told him, what I want is to leave my job. He said, so quit. And I thought, well, it's not that simple because, and he said, well, why haven't you quit? And it was all the things. It was, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I don't know how I'm going to support my family, da-da-da, all the things. And he said, make a decision. All you have to do is quit. And it seemed so simple when he said it, because even though I'd written my resignation, I had it posted, I'd shared it with a few people, I would have not been surprised if, because a lot of the reasons that I was thinking of, the weather, I don't like the cold weather. I don't like being cold as I've gotten older, especially I like being a little bit more comfortable. Again, I've talked about the schedule. I've talked about things like that. So it would not have surprised me if I had found some kind of a loophole. I hadn't told my boss yet. And so I may have, and it was really a mild winter, so there weren't that many super cold days. It would have been really easy for me to change my mind, because I really hadn't committed. I really hadn't decided. So that night, I decided it's time for me to decide. It's time for me to decide to leave. And Marcine came home from work. We were chatting and I said, it's time. It's time for me to go. And she said, so what are you thinking? I said, I think 3 weeks from, it really would have been 2 weeks from that Friday. So this was in early December. I said, three weeks. I finish out this week, 2 more weeks, and then I'm done. Puts it at December 15th. And she said, okay, so is that your date? I said, yeah, I think it is. And so when I'd committed to myself, and really that was the most important thing. I committed to myself. That's the date, December 15th. That's the date. And it felt different. It felt amazing. I still had all the questions. What am I going to do? What happens next? How am I going to pay my bills? All the things. But it felt so amazing to have made a decision. Really make a decision. And this is something I'm still working on. I've got a couple of other things that I'm working on that I say I'm working on, and I haven't really committed to. I haven't really decided. So that's something that maybe we'll tackle next week. I don't know. But what does it take to decide? I'll put that in my notes and we'll have Annette next week and we'll maybe get her input, her ideas, her wisdom, because I don't have it all figured out yet myself. But the thing is, deciding to do something, whatever it is, deciding to do something does a couple things. Number one, I think it activates something in us. It changed me. It changed how I felt. In fact, I talked to my coach the next day and I said, I was just giving him an update. Hey, just so you know, I decided. I hadn't told anybody at that point, even. I had just decided. He said, how do you feel? I said, I feel amazing. I feel great. It feels like there's just a deep sense of clarity that I'm acting instead of just being acted upon. And so we'll bring it some of the spiritual realm into it next week. But it felt amazing. So I just wanted to kind of set the stage that making a decision is a different experience. And I'm just going to throw the question out. How long do you want to take to make a decision? Because it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be weeks and weeks or months and months. It can be, but I think what I'm discovering for myself is that when I'm taking weeks and weeks or months and months to make a decision, I'm fooling myself by telling myself that I'm making a decision. I'm just being cautious or I'm being thorough. And I don't think that's true. My computer's making noises. I don't know if you can hear that. But I don't think it's true that I'm making the decision over the course of weeks or months. I think that really the decision is made very quickly. And then the important thing is to accept the fact that the decision's made. And the way I would say it is I would have my back. I would defend my decision to myself. If I've decided that I want chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla ice cream, and then I eat the chocolate and I sit and I look back at the vanilla thinking, oh, but that looks so good. Why would it? First of all. But I'm living in the past. I'm not living with the decision that I made. I'm still imagining that there might be an option. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's the case, really, in a true decision. So that's all I'm going to say about it this week. We'll have a conversation next week where we'll talk a little bit more about the process and how do we make the decisions faster? How do we make sure we're making right decisions? And how do we counsel with the Lord in those? So that's all I've got for you this week. It's been fun. We'll talk about more decisions next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?